Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on WIFM, and we're always pleased to welcome this gentleman to our program, our friend from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent Phil Rucker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, sir, and I hope you are.
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure to have you with us, Phil. Of course, cooler weather and a lot of different things that folks need to plan for and think about. But I noticed that you titled our topic today, A Good Year Does Not Just Happen. A good year doesn't just happen. What do you mean by that, Phil?
Well, we're starting out a new year, and now is just a wonderful time to get organized and all of us get the most out of our farming operations. We just came through a year that started out really good for livestock owners and ended up on sort of a sour note.
Yeah.
Now's really a good time to be very efficient in all that we do so we can work through these sour moments as well as make the better moments that much better.
It really just had to be prepared for pretty much anything, right?
Yes, sir.
Management tips you have for us. I know management plan, having talked to you before, is vital. I mean, there's no question about it. You got to have a plan. But where do you start when you're trying to create a management plan, Phil?
Anytime you're on any sort of a journey, you have to know where you start and where you're ending in order to make that journey successful. So I strongly advise everyone to list their assets that they have on hand to use, like animals, land, any sort of tools, equipment, feed supplies, whether it's grazing grass or stored feed, everything you have to work with.
Okay.
Then look at your goals. What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to be? Is this short-term, long-term? Figure out how to use those assets to get you where you want to be. And I know this is sort of vague. I'm not really hitting the specifics, but each management plan is different for every operation. It's not a one size fits all.
Sure. Yeah. Well, because what goes into it's different for everybody to some degree. What's available to
them. Yes.
Yeah.
And you really need to talk to people who can help you, such as Cooperative Extension, successful farmers who have done this. Ask them for help. And most of all, you need to be realistic because it's not always going to go the way you want it to or the way you write it down on paper. So you need to be ready.
You are trying to tell me that growing livestock or farming doesn't always go to plan?
I wish it did.
And so does everybody else, Phil. One thing you mentioned, you guys have a wealth of information and people should never hesitate to call the extension office if they have questions. And also something else I've noticed growing up on a farm and around farmers for a long time is that farmers are always willing to help you out. I mean, it's not like they want to keep a secret from you. They want everybody to succeed, I think. So that's a good thing as well.
Yeah, most farmers understand if they succeed and others succeed, it's sort of like dominoes. It's going to help everybody. It's just going to stay in motion. And yeah, there's a little bit of competition there, it's more of a team effort.
Yes. Our guest is Phil Rucker. Phil's the extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. They're talking about how to make a good year happen for you. Now, Phil, I know a lot of the livestock producers, they provide the hay and the silage and even some of the supplements to their livestock. But what else do they need to do? What can they provide from a nutritional standpoint?
One thing that all livestock producers need to do is make sure that they're feeding the proper quantity as well as quality of feed.
Okay.
And the best way to do that is to have the feed analyzed. Take a good survey of what you have, animals you have, feed you have, so you can match everything up so you don't run out or you're not feeding them enough and you don't have the right production that you want. If you need other supplements, you can take that feed analysis and match it up to the animals and what you're wanting to do so you know what's the best supplement, how much to give. Because if you over-supplement, they're going to look good and they're going to grow good, but is it going to hurt your wallet? Is it really going to damage that bottom line? And there is a fine line there.
You mentioned also, Phil, having your feed analyzed. How do you go about that?
Well, there's several ways. It's according on what the feed is. Mm-hmm. The NCDA lab is able to analyze hay, silage, most home mix feeds, and they can tell you protein, energy level, things like that, so you know pretty much what you're feeding those animals. Mm-hmm. And most feed samples are $10. That's very, very inexpensive.
Sure.
For the information that you get. It's kind of like, would you feed your kid something you didn't know?
Yeah, good, excellent point. Yeah, yeah.
So this way you can say, well, this hay is really high in protein. I don't need to feed quite as much, and the animals are going to get all they need. Or this feed is very, very low in protein, and I need to put out extra supplements.
Okay, great. Phil Rucker is our guest. Phil, tell me, too, about, and this is something we've talked about in the past that cannot be overstated ever, and that's creating an environment that's safe for man and beast. That's a priority, right?
Always, because farming is a dangerous job.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely dangerous, because we're out there working with animals, equipment, tools, sometimes people who are not quite focused.
Right. Yeah.
And so we have to stay on our toes. Mm-hmm. If you lose your focus, it doesn't take real long for an accident to happen.
Yeah.
So I can't stress enough, focus, attention, be aware of your surroundings, always be looking one step ahead. And when you are with others, you need to talk, communicate.
Yes.
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I need you to do this, and not just short little words, actually communicate. It's like a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't communicate well, a marriage won't be quite as successful. And working with animals or on any sort of farming operation, lack of communication can, it's able to throw a fly in the ointment.
Absolutely. Also, I would say that it would be beneficial as well to make sure that equipment is in good working order, because that's also a safety issue, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to jump on something and get ready to use it and something's wrong, and then you get back there to work on it and you're in a hurry. Mm-hmm. And you don't focus, and you end up catching a finger doing this, doing that. Mm-hmm. And doing something really stupid. And it's really kind of like working with animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to startle them. You want them to respect you, to understand you. You have to watch how they're reacting. It's a give and take, and we just all have to understand and study and learn from it.
Our guest is Phil Rucker. Phil's extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, talking about the preparation for what you would hope would be a good year for your livestock and for the feed supply. Something else, Phil, utilizing a better plan to avoid delays and surprises. What do you mean by that?
Well, my wife always complains because I'm one of those that'll sort of think everything through.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I make less mistakes. But
does your wife say you make less mistakes, Phil?
we'll leave that for another day.
Okay. All right.
Most folks don't really calculate their feed supply, their needs, if the animals are getting enough. And as an agent, I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
And if people could go out there and say, I've got X number of hay bales, they weigh an average of X, I got this many cattle, they're going to need to eat this much a day, they can really avoid running out of hay.
Right.
And they've got a month still left in the feed season, and they're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
Because running out of hay can get expensive, for one thing.
Very.
Yeah.
Very. If you can find it.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is one of those years it may be hard to find.
Absolutely. And also, the planning is another way to say don't overfeed, don't overdo things, because that comes right out of your wallet. And if it's not necessary, yeah, there again, cost you money.
Yes, sir. And one thing I would really like people to focus on is plan all of their calving, their lambing, their foaling, their kidding, any animal that's going to have a young, make mm-hmm. sure that you sort of know when they're going to come, watch them. You don't want to be dressed for church, ride by the pasture,
yeah.
and you see one out there in stress. So
yeah.
you kind of need to sort of know when they're due, watch for the signs, and just not let it sneak up on you.
Constant monitoring. Phil, there are bound to be a bunch of them. What kind of educational programs available to help producers if they want to learn some new and different ideas, maybe to help them make better decisions?
Well, now is the meeting season for most agents, because there's not a lot of farming going on right now, and now's a good time to bring everybody in to the nice, warm, dry buildings and, mm-hmm. and have producer and grower meetings. Mm-hmm. So always contact your local extension center and ask what they have going on. Ask to be put on their newsletter list,
right.
any and all mailing list, so that way you can stay informed.
Can never have too much information, I don't think, when it comes to the right things to do about farming.
Yep, and the Southern Farm Show is going on February 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Okay.
And that's at the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
worth the trip.
A lot of equipment, a lot of vendors, and you can see what's new and what's coming up in the future, and that's always a really good place just to gather some information.
Absolutely. Well worth the trip down to Raleigh.
Yep.
Phil Rucker, always a pleasure to chat with my friend. What is your, folks have questions, what's your number there at your office?
336-679-2061.
Extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Phil Rucker, thank you, sir. Have a great day. Look forward to the next time.
Danny, thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.